John Van Dam. He's always there to listen to you. Hold on. I added a word there. Let me do it again. Ron Van Dam. He's always there to listen to. Yeah, that definitely makes a lot more sense. And you are listening to The Ron Van Dam Show on New England Broadcasting.
Good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening. Good night. It's The Ron Van Dam Show.
What are you doing here?
Hold on tight. Things can get a bit weird if you like that sort of thing.
Didn't we talk about this before? What are you doing here? Did you not read the restraining order thoroughly all the way to the end? Why are you here? Hey, welcome to the program. It is the Ron Van Dam Show. You are welcome here. This is a safe spot. No, a little higher. A little higher. Ah, that's the safe spot. Oh, yeah, baby. Welcome to the show. If you've not been here before, if you donate enough money to the show, I will name a wing after you. That's right. I will name a wing after you. All right. That's enough. Let's face it. It's the holiday season. You can't get around it. It's in your face. So many Christmas songs, yet they only play one all the time. Have you noticed that? Well, it's my favorite, Ron. Okay, yeah, maybe it's yours, but let's stop it. But nonetheless, it is the holiday spirit. I personally, I got to tell you, got to be honest with you, I feel the holiday spirit. I had a drink last night. But the people that I know, some of them, no, they're not into it. No, they're really not into it. They're just as asshole-ish as ever. So I don't know. I don't know how that really hits everybody's spirit. I don't know what it has to do with anything anymore. I don't understand the background to it. I believe the pilgrims landed at Plymouth Rock. Is that the holiday season? Is that Christmas? Is that Hanukkah? I don't even know anymore. What am I supposed to do? Light a candle? Blow it out? I don't know what to do. How many candles on the menorah? 17? 16? Are we down to 8? Every year it seems like less. My God, I don't understand any of this at all. How many presents are you supposed to get somebody if you don't like them? None? 20? I have no idea. Something in between? I'm not sure. If you don't like them, do you not wrap it? I don't understand how that works. And with the holiday season, I got to admit, I am really bad at wrapping. I'm horrible at wrapping. Listen to this. You get downstairs and you pay on your hair and the bitch says mine and a go. And I say to the bitch, you can't do that. You can't touch me like that. See, I can't rap. I just can't. I just can't do it. Anyway. Now, I can't do that gift wrapping thing either. I can't. When I was younger, I used to bring it to stores. They had gift wrapping departments, and you could buy something, and they'd gift wrap it for you. Because I think the most pleasant part about opening presents is the gift wrapping. I mean, if it's really nicely wrapped, it's like, whoa, this is like, really? This is it. This is a present, man. When I give somebody a present, it's like it looks like I threw it in a bag or something and then scotch taped the ends together. And it's not an impressive gift. Here, I got this for you. What, did you find this in the garbage? What the hell is this? And then people like, they buy these expensive bags and they just throw the gift in the bag, you know, and they tape the top. And I get that, you know. Sometimes I'll do mall shopping because I have no idea what to get for anybody, and I figure if I walk through a mall, something will strike me. But it never does. I just see things that I need that apparently nobody else is going to get me because they don't know I need it. And I can't drop hints because I think that's cheap. So what are you going to get me for Christmas? You know, you don't do that. It's just not right. It's not right. It's just not right. But I'm not great at wrapping, and I'm not great at buying, and I admit it, and that's about it. You know, there's nothing else to do. So I walk through the mall, and I see all these people walking around with bags. There's a store near where I live called Lord and Taylor. And, Lord, I don't know why Taylor did this. I just, It's about Taylor Swift. She owns the store. Did you know that? Did you know that Lord & Taylor is partially owned by Taylor? By Taylor Swift? Did you know that? Oh, yeah. Oh, it's true. And Lord knows the other person besides Taylor Swift who owns the store. But she has very nice bags, so to speak. I've said that to her. No, she has the Lord & Taylor bags. And when you walk through the mall with a Lord & Taylor bag, you just stop and go, ooh, you bought something from Lord and that Taylor girl. You know, it commands a pause, you know. Look at that lady. She's got a Lord & Taylor bag. Oh, my God. She bought something from Lord and Taylor both at the same time. You don't have to give anybody a gift. Just give them the bag. It's enough. Believe me. How did you know? How did I know what? Lord & Taylor, you got me the bag. I love the bag. I know. Now you can go to Walmart or Target or something with a Lord & Taylor bag and look like you're really important. You're way above them. Have you ever been to Target? That's a store all over the place, department store. They wear red. One year I decided to fool with them. I have a red T-shirt, and I just painted a little Target over the pocket, and I started walking through the store. And I'd walk up to customers and say, hi, how are you? Special today. Take whatever you want in the store and walk right out of it. It's a special. Are you kidding me? Would I kid you with a red shirt with a Target on the pocket? I work at Target. That's our special. Just take anything you want and walk out of the store with it. It's absolutely fine. It's our holiday bonus giveaway.
Well, thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
And what is your name in case I want to recommend you?
No, we're anonymous here. We're a team. We don't do names.
Wow, thank you, sir.
Yeah, I do that. I walk through Target. Sometimes I'll rearrange the stock. Nobody knows. Because during the holiday season, they hire extra people. Nobody really knows each other. Oh, you're a red shirt, too. Yeah, I know, huh? We got to break out of here. I'm going to rearrange the stock, if you don't mind. I'm going to pull my car up to the back of the store and rearrange the stock into my car. Are you allowed to do that? Hey, red shirt, Target on the pocket. Come on, don't talk. I'm a sergeant. Oh, okay, fine. Yeah, sometimes I'll mess with them. They don't know that if I work there or not. You know, they don't know. I walk out of the store. Hey, did you pay for that merchandise? No, I'm setting up the display out in front of the store. That's all I'm doing. Oh, okay, Bob. Bob, okay, yeah, all right, sure, Bob, yeah. That's the holiday spirit, you know. It's giving. It's the spirit of giving. That's all it is. Just give stuff away. There's been some horrible videos on YouTube and on the news of people that are actually stealing things from people's front doors. They get an Amazon delivery, and there's the package just sitting there, and some people feel that this is a perfect time to steal it, even though like half the houses in the neighborhoods that they steal from have these video doorbell things. What do you call those things? Ring? Ding-a-ling? Ling? Ring? So your face is on cameras, you're stealing the stuff, so I don't know how good that is. And then I saw a video of a gang of kids. It's always kids. It's always you young, schmucky idiots. It's always you kids. Kids. They were there was a guy getting out of his Amazon truck, and these kids ran into the truck and took stuff and then ran away. Again, on somebody's Ring doorbell camera. What did we do before we had these things, huh? We just walked around going, I don't know what happened. I have no idea what happened. I don't know what happened. Now we have video evidence of everything, and I don't see a lot more people in jail or anything. God, even when they stormed the Capitol, they were on video. Give me a break, stupid. It was right after the pandemic. You could have gotten away with still wearing a mask, but you didn't, stupid. Everything's on video now. Everything's video security. And you have to, because you got to prove it to people. You got to prove things, because no one believes what you say anymore. You have to prove it to them. I saw a bear in my backyard. Yeah, right. Yeah, I saw one too, and wearing my underpants. Yeah, right. No, look, here's the video. Oh my God, you're right. Because we don't believe anything anymore, thanks to Trump. Nobody believes anything. They believe stuff that they just hear. It's like playing telephone. Did you ever do that at a kid's party? You have like 10 kids, and the first kid whispers into the second kid's ear, I'm not wearing any shoes. Second kid whispers into the fourth kid's ear, I'm not singing the blues. And then the seventh kid whispers to the eighth kid, I'm a Jew with no people. And then to the 10th kid, to the 12th kid, I hate my mother. And then the last kid, apparently, and they're supposed to repeat what they heard 12 kids later, and it has nothing to do with what the first kid said. Actually, it's the first line from Carmen, the opera. Don't ask me what the first line is. I didn't carry the joke that far to do the research. Suffice to say, it was the first line of the opera Carmen, whatever that is. I think the first line is, oh, there you are, Carmen. I think that's it. I'm not sure. I'm not sure about that. I don't know much about opera. I really don't. I don't understand opera at all. Some people like opera. That's wonderful. I don't have to like everything you like. That's okay. That's not a big deal. I mean, I'm not going to stop you from going to the opera, and you're not going to stop me from not going to the opera. And then we respect each other, and that's how life is supposed to work. You're not supposed to put people down or people put down. They're dyslexic. You're not supposed to put people down because they don't like what you like. That's ridiculous. It's absolutely absurd. It's stupid to do that. You sound like an idiot when you do that. You like the opera? Go to the opera. I don't care. I don't care. Go sit there. I don't care. Go sit there for 4 hours and listen to people sing in different languages and you have no idea what the hell's going on. Go on, do that. I don't care. That's your prerogative. I like things you don't like. Yeah. Yeah. I was having a conversation with another couple. And I was telling them, they said, Ron, is there any food that you don't like? And I said, yeah, lima beans. I don't like it. And one of them said, yes, I like it. And the other said, no, I don't like it. And, you know, that's fine. I mean, that was beautiful. That was beautiful. Because if we all like the same thing, we'd all be bored of each other immediately. You know, it's good when someone doesn't like something that somebody else likes. I think that's wonderful because then you can hear their side of the story. And they said, no, I like the texture of lima beans. I said, that's what I don't like about the texture of the lima beans, so I don't eat them. Well, I do. Well, great. More lima beans for you, less for me. Everybody's happy, right? Isn't that the way this is supposed to work? If you like lima beans and I like lima beans, where the hell am I going to get my lima beans from? No one's going to have any lima beans left. Everybody loves lima beans. But if I don't like lima beans and you like lima beans, it's no sweat off my back or wherever I sweat. It's not an important thing to me. And that's how we get along. I think it's wonderful. I've learned a lot of things from people that I didn't know anything about. Do it every day. I learn every day. I think it was Barack Obama. He had a job. I can't remember what he did. Barack Obama said, anytime you make a mistake, that's a teachable moment. Barack, you're right. My God. Not only were you a president, apparently, but you were also a soothsayer, because that's pretty deep, and that's absolutely true. You can't learn unless you make mistakes. That's how you really learn stuff, by making mistakes first. Donald Trump, you've learned nothing, quite obviously. It's so funny. He makes me laugh. He makes me laugh. I mean, I don't want him around anymore, but he still makes me laugh. He says things that are so ridiculously idiotic. It's just unbelievable. And even funnier than that are the people that think that he's brilliant. It's like, wow, this is like, whoa. To me, this has got to be funny, because otherwise I'd be crying right now. Anyway, I have an interesting guest coming up a little bit later in the program. I hope you feel the same way about it. Yeah. Holiday season, my God. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Holidays would be great if people weren't involved, right? Am I right? Why is it that people ruin everything all the time? Everything seems to be going well, and then somebody comes along and they ruin it. One individual who has power, who has a platform, comes along and ruins it for everybody. How are they allowed to do something like that? You know how? Because half of the planet is just freaking stupid. Let's not mince words. I don't like to mince words. I'll mince an onion. That's tasty. Not a lima bean, though. Well, I'm not going to mince words with you. Half the world is stupid. And I think probably at least 50% of people who live in the United States are just out of orbit. They just, it's like they're on purpose trying to be stupid. It's unbelievable. They see things, but then they're told that what they're seeing is something else, and they go, oh, okay. Like, wow. When did you lose your eyesight and your self-knowledge of something? What happened? Well, there are more powerful people than me on the planet. Yeah, exactly. Yes, there are. And every once in a while, one of the stupid people from Camp Stupid, they get loose and they get released into public and they start saying stuff that is like stupid, but they have a base of stupid people who embrace their stupidity. How did this happen? When did this happen? Was I falling asleep or something? And when I woke up, like stupid took over? What happened here? And then there's these people that just love to cause trouble. They love it. I want your territory. I want your land. I want to take over your country. What? Yeah, I'm going to do that. Who do you think you are? Doesn't matter. I'm just ruining it for everybody is what I'm doing. Yeah, you are. You're ruining it for everybody. I know. Did you know that we keep breaking records? The planet's getting hotter, and it's not just a cyclical thing because the polar ice caps are melting. And if it's cyclical, then there'll be no more humanity on the Earth, and nobody will be able to sustain themselves. So whatever. I won't be here at the time. You will be, perhaps, but certainly not me. And saving the planet. Maybe Thursday, not today. I'm busy. Are you serious? Why didn't people gather together at a point long ago and say, hey, this is pretty stupid what we're doing here. We're destroying the planet here. We're for our own convenience to the point where we'll have no planet. Oh, there'll be a planet. You just won't be on it. Oh, there'll be a planet. You won't be able to live or breathe on it, but there'll be one. But you won't be here. You'll be extinct. Enjoy. Oh, we love the children, don't we? We love the children. You know, the fetus. Don't touch the fetus. And you shouldn't, right? Okay? But, well, how can you embrace life and then take it away from somebody? I don't understand that. And what you're doing is you're taking life away from future generations. Whatever. Yeah, right. Okay, fine. The stupid people have arisen, ladies and gentlemen. There's a lady in front of a supermarket that I go to called Market Basket. It's a very famous Greek supermarket. I love it. And there's a lady out front, and she apparently has lost her mind, and she stands in front of the store all day, and she says, Jesus is coming soon. Jesus is coming soon. Jesus is coming soon. That's all she says. That's all she says when she's baking a cake at home. The cake is coming soon. Jesus is coming with the cake soon. All she says is Jesus is coming soon. She's been doing this for over a year, and I really feel like walking up to her and saying, no, he's not. You said that last year. He hasn't shown up. He ain't coming. But why bother her? Why bother her? Because she's not entirely with it. So leave her alone. And if she is with it and she's that religious, leave her alone anyway. Don't touch her. Jesus is coming soon. Jesus is coming soon. No, no. You know who's coming soon? The stupid people. The stupid people. If you want to warn somebody about something or tell somebody that someone's coming soon, tell them the stupid people are on their way. It's not the zombie apocalypse. It's the stupid people apocalypse. They're taking over. The stupid people are taking over. Warn them about that. Zombies, you can outrun them. Stupid people, they're all over the freaking place. All right. We're going to take a break. It is the holiday season. There's no question about that. There's no way around that whatsoever. And in honor of the holiday season, here is something that has nothing to do with the holiday whatsoever.
Hi, I'm Gary Filkington, founder, owner, and operator of Filkington Gender Warehouse in picturesque West Bridgewater. We've got genders for all occasions here, for sale, lease, or hourly rental. There's no need whatsoever for you to agonize over what gender floats your proverbial boat. You can choose from one or more of our selection of over 30,000 government-certified genders of the highest quality. Come on in and talk to one of our qualified gender specialists, or feel free to browse around in our vast three-story gender showroom. Whether you're a boy or a girl or a genuflecting peach pit or whatever, you're guaranteed to find a gender that'll show the world you're something special. And while you're here, if you gotta use the can, it's open season, baby. Go wherever your spirit takes you. Filkington Gender Warehouse is open weekdays till 8 p.m. and till 2 a.m. on Saturday for your late-night gender action. Surprise your friends, piss off your parents, get special treatment at your job with a brand new Filkington Gender, Filkington Gender Warehouse. We identify as being at 367 East Route 43 in West Bridgewater, so maybe go there.
Dr. Donald Karcher joins us now. He's president of the College of American Pathologists, and we're talking about something that we didn't talk about in previous years, and this is a respiratory illness that has become quite the topic. It's called RSV. Is that proper?
Yes, that's one of them. There's lots of others. Flu, COVID, and a bunch of others.
Yeah. Well, that's true. These are all respiratory illnesses. This is the time of year where we gather together for all kinds of parties. It's through us for the winter. We stay inside. So I assume that this is the time of year that we have to be a little bit more careful than as if we were outside. Is that true?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we, as you say, we gather in sort of crowded places. You know, the weather is cooler, brings us closer together, and that just makes the passage of these infections that much easier.
Yeah, and there seems to be more of them than ever, to be honest with you. I mean, I did my flu, I did my COVID inoculations there, which is fine and dandy, and now the RSV is something that I had not heard about in prior years.
Yeah, well, RSV has been around for a while, but there's been an uptick, and it's certainly been in the news. You know, it particularly affects young children and older adults.
Right.
So it's one of several respiratory infections that we have to worry about. I mean, actually, there's been an increase in respiratory infections across the board in the U.S. and, frankly, in other countries as well. But as you pointed out, you know, this time of year when we're closer together, these diseases always uptick in the fall and winter months.
And how are these respiratory illnesses passed from one to the other? Is it through sneezing, coughing, just breathing in the room? What are some of the ways of doing this?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I mean, that is probably the way that most of these infections spread, just through tiny droplets in the air when we sneeze, when we cough, or even when we breathe, those little droplets that have the organisms, the virus or the bacteria on them, are breathed in, and that's how people get infected. Also, though, touching surfaces is also a risk.
Still.
You know, any place where there might be germs lurking, you know, on kitchen countertops or doorknobs or grocery store, you know, cart handles, you know, it's important to avoid those as well.
Yeah, I mean, I would ask everybody to raise their hand, but this is radio. You know, if you get the common cold, that turns into a respiratory illness quite frequently as well. That's always been with us, but same thing, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the common cold is just another one of these respiratory infections that we worry about. Luckily, the common cold is usually less severe. Sometimes can lead to complications, but usually not. It's the other infections, flu, COVID, and you mentioned RSV, that are more troubling.
What scares me the most is pneumonia. I mean, I know a lot of people that actually have passed from that, and all these can develop into that, I assume.
They can, absolutely. You know, the virus itself can actually cause pneumonia, the flu virus, yes. for instance, and the COVID virus.
Yes.
But any respiratory infection sometimes can have an additional bacterial infection that happens because the respiratory virus weakens the protective mechanisms that we have to protect our lungs.
Mm-hmm.
So that sometimes, as you said, you know, sometimes a bacterial infection can actually be fatal in some cases.
Yeah. All right. Now the million-dollar question. All right. We're familiar with the COVID shots. We're familiar with the flu shots, but getting shots for the other things, not as much. How many things do we have to address? How many shots do we have to have?
Yeah, well, so the big two, we're very used to COVID. Mm-hmm. We've been talking about COVID vaccines
yes.
for a while, and flu shots have been around for a long time.
Yep.
I'm happy to say we now have vaccines for RSV, and it's very important, mm-hmm. particularly for older adults, mm-hmm. To get the RSV vaccine as well. Vaccination rates have been lagging across the country this year. You know, people are
right.
sort of vaxxed out in
right.
many ways.
Right.
You know, according to the CDC, less than 40% of adults and children have gotten the flu vaccine so far, and less than 20% have gotten a new updated COVID vaccine.
Yes.
So the RSV vaccine is new. Those numbers are pretty small as well.
Okay. So if you're a senior or a youngin, RSV is something to consider. What if you recently had a cold or had the flu or had COVID? Is that still okay to take these shots?
Well, you know, you have to avoid getting the vaccine if you've had fever very recently,
mm-hmm.
because your immune system is going to be even resistant to the uh-huh. vaccine.
I see.
So it's always important to wait a few days after you get over any infection
mm-hmm.
before you go in and have the vaccine. When you go and get the vaccine, the place where you get it will inform you whether or not you're eligible based on the recent infection.
Okay.
But it's important to not delay. Once you're able to get that vaccine, we really are encouraging people to get vaccinated. It's the best thing we can do to protect ourselves and our families.
Yeah. Let's talk about masks one more time, because I go to the theater a lot, and there are people sitting next to me on both sides where we're actually touching shoulders for a period of 2-3 hours, and they have a little cough. And I'm thinking, it could be allergies, maybe not. I wear a mask. I don't care. I mean, I don't take chances like that. I assume that you're saying that, yeah, you know, like, be your own, you know, body person and take care of yourself.
Yeah, you know, we all can understand that people are really tired of wearing masks.
Yeah,
we've heard enough about masks, but I'm happy to hear that you wear them. They really help. And, you know, they not only protect you, but they actually protect others around you.
Mm-hmm.
So it's sort of protection in both directions. You mentioned about the theater. That's really a great example of a place where masks can really help. Any crowded place,
yes.
like a grocery, a theater, in a store, or in an airplane. Particularly in an airplane, many people would say that very important to wear masks.
Yeah, especially when you're in that situation for long periods of time without any movement. That's like major.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And, you know, another thing about masks is, you know, I mentioned that it protects you, but it also protects others. It's really important when we're around, let's say, older adults over age 65 or anyone that has a chronic illness or a weak immune system,
mm-hmm.
it's really important to protect them. And so wearing a mask,
that's true.
Even if you don't have symptoms, is a great idea to protect those folks.
That's true. And you don't even know you're sick until you've already been infected. You can go
exactly.
days with the bacteria and have absolutely no symptoms and not even know that you're carrying that.
Absolutely, yeah. We know that particularly with viral infections, you know, you're actually shedding virus in the air before you have symptoms with most of these diseases.
Yeah, interesting stuff. Okay, where do we go for more information?
Well, the College of American Pathologists website is a great source of information. Go to newsroom.cap.org, and you'll find a checklist of things that we can all do to help mitigate these infections.
Yeah, and the it's totally safe to take to get all of these shots, right? I mean, totally proven, totally safe.
Oh yeah, okay. Absolutely, absolutely, and you can get them actually all at the same time. Mm-hmm. Many people recommend getting them in different arms, but you can do it in the same visit, so it's actually very convenient.
Okie dokes. All right, Dr. Donald, I should say. Thank you so much for your time today. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you very much.
Well, thank you to my guests and thank you to you. I'll be back again tomorrow with a brand new program. Until that time arrives, I wish you peace.